This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Only 43% of teenagers are completing the vaccination series required to prevent several types of cancers that are largely triggered through sexual transmission. Surveys done in the 7 years after Katrina found that the rate of diagnosable mental health problems in the New Orleans area jumped 9%, a sharper spike than after other natural disasters, and the effects did not discriminate by race or income. Companies are finding success hiring people where talented workers are stuck in dead-end or part-time jobs because they want to live in specific locations. Unite Here blasted Walt Disney World for its response to Hurricane Irma after the amusement park said workers whose shifts were canceled by the storm could use paid time off to make up the lost wages. Rather than have the company absorb the personnel costs imposed by the hurricane's disruption, Disney effectively shifted those costs onto its employees. There are a minimum of 109 public schools in the United States named after Confederate leaders. The FDA has approved the popular but illegal party drug ecstasy for testing for its medicinal ability to be an antidote for PTSD. Census Bureau says that median household income jumped for the second straight year to $59,039, a 3.9% increase after inflation. Catholic Church operates 9,000 orphanages worldwide. A well-regarded study in Australia says that the church there has lagged in protecting children and cites celibacy as the major trigger for abuse. Israel's Supreme Court struck down the current government arrangement for allowing for mass exemptions for ultra-Orthodox Jews from compulsory military service, calling it discriminatory and unconstitutional. Trump wants to cut the number of refugees allowed in the country from 100,000 to 50,000 in a new proposal. Bipartisan bloc of the House Judiciary Committee has agreed to new limits on the National Security Agency's warrantless surveillance program as a condition for temporarily extending its authorization. The fake voting commission is divided among itself as members in a hearing in New Hampshire criticized the vice chairman, Chris Kobach, for reckless statements about fraud, and others argued the commission should be discussing expanding voting, not making it harder. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.